This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. GM and Chrysler are being told to imagine what they considered unimaginable. President Obama spoke of bankruptcy court as he laid out the next steps for the automakers, which is not what the companies were hoping to hear. Their executives have said this would ruin them. In a moment, we'll talk with an analyst about the company's prospects for long-term survival. First, NPR's Scott Horsley looks at the case for putting the carmakers into bankruptcy court.
President Obama says the federal government must not and will not let the domestic auto industry disappear. But he's not willing to use taxpayer dollars to prop up that industry indefinitely either. Speaking at the White House yesterday, Mr. Obama said it may take bankruptcy to give the two automakers the fresh start they need.
I know that when people hear the word bankruptcy, it can be unsettling. So let me explain exactly what I mean.
Mr. Obama says he's talking about a quick reorganization under court supervision, one that would allow GM and Chrysler to shake off their heavy debt burdens while many workers stay on the job and assembly lines keep running.
What I'm not talking about is a process where a company is simply broken up, sold off, and no longer exists. We're not talking about that.
Although the administration says bankruptcy may offer GM and Chrysler their best chance at success, the president stopped short of that option yesterday. Instead, he gave the two companies one more chance to solve their own problems and just enough government money to stay afloat for a month or two.
During this period, they must produce plans that would give the American people confidence in their long-term prospects for success.
Those prospects are far from certain, especially for Chrysler. A government task force concluded Chrysler cannot survive as a standalone company because it can't afford the investments needed to build better, more fuel-efficient cars. Chrysler's lifeline could be a partnership with Italian carmaker Fiat, so the government's given Chrysler and Fiat 30 days to make that deal. The task force says GM has a better chance of transforming itself and returning to profitability, but Mr. Obama says it will take more sacrifice than the company, its workers, or its creditors have been willing to make so far. As a first step in that makeover, the administration asked CEO Rick Wagner to step aside, and over the weekend, Wagner did so. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs was peppered with questions yesterday about why the administration had not demanded similar executive ousters at big banks, since they also made mistakes and now need government help.
This administration is rightly matching and balancing the notion for responsibility, at the same time understanding that we want to be a partner in ensuring a strong and viable auto industry as we move forward.
President Obama joked on 60 Minutes last week, the only thing less popular than bailouts for banks is government help for the auto industry. Frank Newport of the Gallup poll says a survey taken for USA Today over the weekend found nearly 6 in 10 Americans opposed to government help for the carmakers.
Despite all of the rationale that the Obama administration has used, as late as this weekend, just a day or two ago, the American public said no.
President Obama will keep trying to sell his proposal, though, and in the meantime, he's also pitching in to help sell a few cars. The administration says slumping sales are only part of the problem at GM and Chrysler, but to avoid driving would-be buyers away, the government has agreed to backstop the warranties on the two companies' vehicles.
If you buy a car from Chrysler or General Motors, you will be able to get your car serviced and repaired just like always. Your warranty will be safe. In fact, it will be safer than it's ever been because starting today, the United States government will stand behind your warranty.
Car makers will pay about 15% of the expected warranty cost into a special account. The Treasury Department will then make up the rest. Ultimately, Mr. Obama says he hopes to see a leaner, meaner, more competitive auto industry. In the meantime, he's also promising new assistance for the laid-off workers and communities that a slimmed-down industry would leave behind. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.